The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Francesco Sgarda, CEO and Chairman of Quantum Blockchain Technologies. QBT is a ticker there. Francesco, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, I'm going to need some help from you explaining this RNS. It seems very exciting, very cutting edge, but you've applied for a patent within your operations there, and we'll explain that. Before we do, Francesco, for people not familiar with quantum and blockchain technologies, just explain what you do, please.
Yeah, it's very simple. We focus all our research and development efforts in developing new technologies for Bitcoin mining with a strategy of three levels. One is the short term, using AI and exploiting existing miners. The second one is designing our own miner and basically designing the ASIC, which is the key component of a miner, the Bitcoin mining ASIC. And the third one is using quantum computing, which is not for immediate use, but once it's becomes available, the quantum computer with sufficient power, then it's really a game changer. And we have already the software developed and waiting just for the machine.
Yeah. Okay. Patent application. And you say there you're pleased to announce that its cryptography expert and cryptographic optimization team have developed what the board believes to be an innovative approach to SHA-256 optimized computational Bitcoin mining. Now, I'll also talk about the next sentence here. The company believes that this novel approach called message scheduling for cryptographic hashing addresses one of the most challenging problems in Bitcoin mining: partial pre-computing of future blockchain blocks. Now, I didn't know that was a challenge, but if you can, in layman's terms, let's pretend I've never heard of this, which I haven't. What does that mean? Francesco.
Okay. I mean, unfortunately, this is a very technical matter and subject. So basically, you can get a reward for Bitcoin every 10 minutes as a miner if you solve the magic puzzle, which is the winning hash, and a race starts every 10 minutes, and everyone is at the same point, at the starting point, and then the race goes on. What we managed to achieve is that before the race starts, we can start to perform computations which we can use during the race. Now, this is absolutely against any rational approach to Bitcoin mining, because the whole point is that you need information to start the race, which you don't have until the race starts. But our cryptologists and the team found a way to capitalize some knowledge before the race starts, and therefore we have an advantage, and we can start the race, and instead of having a car like all the others, our car is less heavy. Because we have removed all the parts which are not necessary for the race.
Yeah. So essentially, in my mind, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like having, you know, everyone's sort of racing, everyone having the same map, but your map is a little bit more advanced. There's only a certain level of detail on one map, on most of the maps, but your map can be a bit more advanced. You can see a bit further ahead. Is that right?
Yeah, because we found a way to study that map before the race starts.
Okay, good.
And this is a major change in perspective on how to mine, because this really goes against a basic assumption of mining that everybody has the same information at the beginning of the race. We managed to find a way to collect information before. So we are not pleased, we are extremely pleased. And this is just one more evidence that our team is really a world-class team, and we discovering things that no one has discovered so far.
Yeah, and so in practical terms, What does this mean for someone using this then? I mean, you know, what's the, obviously there's benefits. What can you quantify those benefits?
When you design an ASIC chip for Bitcoin mining, one of the key elements is the area of the chip, because the larger the area, the more energy you use. By reducing by 8%, up to 8% of the area, you save energy. And we're talking about big numbers here, because a typical miner would have, let's say, 10,000 miners. Each miner has 300 chips. So you multiply, you do the math, and you see what 8% energy on each chip saved represents in the end.
Yeah. So I say again, how many chips do, on average, you know, Bitcoin, obviously all different sizes of Bitcoin miners, but some of the big miners, how many chips do they have then?
A mining rig will have 300 ASIC chips inside on the average. And I mean, the serious miners will start operation with at least 10,000 mining rigs. So 8% on this scale, order of magnitude, is significant.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you have any idea of time frame of, you know, patent application accepted and whether it'll get passed or what happens there?
The typical cycle and with the UK Patent Office is that within 18 months, you know whether the patent has been accepted or whether the examiner has further questions. So that's a typical time frame for this kind of patents.
And I mean, you work in this area. What's the sentiment like towards Bitcoin mining at the moment? Is it positive or is it a bit negative? What's it like?
As we have already announced, we're talking to the big guys in North America, US and Canada, and they are heavily investing to buy more equipment. And we are very pleased that they finally became aware of the innovative power of our R&D team, and they're talking to us, and they realize how advanced is our R&D.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, exciting times. Okay, well, Francesco, if you could, as always, if someone's listening to this, like the sound of the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, just give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add quantum blockchain technologies to their watch list, please.
Yeah, first is because we have gathered such a huge amount of knowledge on this specific matter that we are unique in this respect, and this patent is just a small example of how many patents and industrial secrets we have developed and we can develop. Second one is because we put together a stable team of 20 researchers, and it's basically a world-class team by now. Our level of knowledge on the SHA-256 is really impressive. Third one is because, as I mentioned before, the big players in the United States and Canada have now finally realized what kind of potential we have, and they are very eager to talk to us and work with us.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. Francesco, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.